good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Damon Clark, and he is an instructor prevention specialist for Zion Recovery. Good morning to you, Damon.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
Well, I'm good and hope you are the same, because you do so many things that really can, and I'm sure does, affect the lives of people. So you're in a really important position, Damon. And I think we have, talking about important things, there's a really important event happening in a lot of young people's lives right now.
Absolutely. We have graduation coming up, and congratulations to all the seniors in Cass County. It's a huge accomplishment. We're very proud of you. I can't wait to see all the smiling faces on Sunday.
And probably a few tears, Damon.
Probably a few tears.
Yeah, and I hope that's because they're kind of thinking back and all the friendships they've made, but got to look forward also.
Absolutely.
It's a big step.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And, you know, when we talk about these graduations and being able to celebrate, graduations are a very exciting time that call for celebration. And unfortunately, with all the excitement and countless graduation parties, there are some risks that come with that. Students are often faced with a difficult situation that unfortunately involve drugs or alcohol and issues with driving under the influence. And we got to remember, one bad decision could change someone's life forever.
Forever in so many different ways. So, there are so many ways to celebrate. And I think some folks are kind of in, well, a lot of us are in kind of a habit of how we celebrate, whether that's birthdays or anniversaries or, in this case, graduation. You know, they just kind of get in a could be a good rut, but it could be a bad rut. So we need to think about great ways to celebrate.
Sure, absolutely. And when we talk about celebration, you know, as a social norm, sometimes we are, even culturally, we celebrate with wine and alcohol, and it is legal at the age of 21, but there are risks with that as well. And we've got to kind of change that social norm and understand that most youth between 12 and 17 don't drink. And we've got to understand that, because a lot of kids think, well, you know, everyone else is doing it. You know, how bad can it be? How harmful can it be? So when we kind of hold, if we hold that a value, and we can also hold that as an expectation, and we can celebrate and have a good time without encouraging or enabling high risk choices from drinking or substance use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of choices to make there, Damon. So do you have some alternative suggestions of celebrating without alcohol or drugs?
Well, absolutely. This is the most important time to spend with your family. And, you know, as you graduate and you're getting ready to enter the large world on your own, and it's a big step. And take that time to really get to know who you are and explore. You know, this is the opportunity to explore who you are and grow and build that relationship with your parents. As you go head off to college, you won't see them as much anymore. And so that's an opportunity just to really embrace family values.
And talking about moving on, that does mean that you will have many opportunities for new relationships. And how do you choose those folks? You know, there'll be a lot of choices out there.
There's always choices out there. And, you know, there's many ways to deflect different situations that you might get in. However, you really got to understand what you value and what your goal is. And especially graduation, you get to college, and there's a lot of social norms in college, and we've been there. But we really got to protect what we value the most, whether it's education, whether that's family, whether that's a future a job, career. So we really keep those in the back of our mind as we're going through, you know, our college life and getting ready to move forward with that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever you decide to move on to, again, lots of choices, and you have to, your parents aren't there, probably nobody else is there to say, don't do this or make this choice.
Right.
Now you're on your own.
You're on your own, that's right. And and that's a great thing. Having the feeling of being independent is a great thing. And having our parents help guide us through this whole high school career is very important, and kids actually recognize that more once they leave.
Yeah, isn't that right? Somebody just the other day said how smart their child decided they were after they'd been in college for a year. Going, my, you learned a lot while I was gone. So, Damon, with Zion Recovery, and you are a prevention specialist, I know that you're going out there and talking to people. I understand you do presentations. Kind of talk a little bit about some of the groups that you do presentations for.
This year has been amazing. One school in particular, which is the CAM School District, they've implemented evidence-based curriculums for their seniors, and it was called Take Charge of Your Future. Great program. A lot of school districts are headed that direction. We know through the media, and we know through even where we live, that there has been an increase of alcoholism, drug use, and it's very, very scary. It's very dangerous. So as we go out and we provide certain evidence-based curriculums to youth, we give them the tools to prepare themselves. So when they do leave home and they have that opportunity to engage in either alcohol or substance abuse, they can make a choice that fits them best, mm-hmm. and won't put the things they value at risk.
Okay. So in this case, you are working with teachers or parents, or who's in your audience when you're doing these kinds of presentations about the curriculum?
It's a good question. We provide up-to-date presentations regarding the trends of what we see in Iowa, especially in Cass County. And we do parents, we do educators, and we talk to community leaders. One of the things that we've put together to help expand awareness and decrease some of the concerns that we have is Cass County has put together a substance abuse coalition, and they voted on the name CLEAN, which was fun and catchy, and that stands for Community Leadership Efforts Acting Now. And it's all the leadership in the community, law enforcement, doctors, mental health providers, that come together and address issues that we have regarding substance abuse and find ways to help decrease that and make our community a healthier community.
So, Damon, I know that there are people in the community say, oh, that's happening somewhere else. That's not happening in Cumberland. That's not happening in Atlantic. That's not happening in Wyota. Sorry to say, they're wrong.
It is here. It's, you know, drugs and alcohol have been around for a long time. The scary thing right now is it's more prevalent, and it's in the schools. When we talk to youth and parents about underage drinking, you know, most people think high schoolers. But data shows that kids start drinking as early as 9 and 10 years old because it's available in the house, because it's legal. People have that in their refrigerator. And we forget that those conversations are very important to have at a very young age.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, we... Absolutely true. You think of a 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Damon, I don't know, but if you're 9 and you weigh, 80 pounds versus you are 19 and weigh 200 pounds, mm-hmm. is there a difference in how quickly that body reacts to a certain amount of alcohol or drugs?
To a point, yes. But what we really focus on is your biology. You know, we really want to educate our youth so they're not engaging in underage drinking that early. That really damages the brain at an early age. And we don't think about that as teens. However, a still developing brain in teen, if they drink at high risk, will damage parts of their brain. It takes years to recover from. And because alcohol is legal, you know, it tends to be a conversation where it's safe, mm-hmm. and it's not. We see, you know, long-term use of alcohol, and it's really damaged. People think, you know, liver or kidneys, which is accurate, but brain damage is happening more often than not, and it's become a concern.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been the number one drug is alcohol.
And I know we don't want to go into detail. You don't need to go into detail at this point, but one of the other things that we're hearing about related to drugs are those prescription drugs and how things, you know, it's not, I think I heard you turn the term something like it's not your grandfather's marijuana or something like that, that it just keeps changing.
You're right. The drugs have escalated into a point where we are in a crisis. You know, these drugs are, you can't just try certain prescription drugs. Certain prescription drugs that are offered on the streets can kill you the first time you use them. So providing this awareness to the community is so important. Again, with marijuana, you know, again, there's a social norm sometimes that it's safe or safer than other drugs. And when we talk to parents, we say it's not the same. You know, in this 1975, marijuana was at 10% THC levels. Right now, it's at about 60 to 70 to 80%, which does, again, change your brain. And sometimes we don't notice that because it's a very subtle change with marijuana. But with long-term use, it affects their brain dramatically.
So, Damon, if there is a group, an organized group, let's say Kiwanis, or maybe you've already spoken to them, are you willing to go out and visit with people who ask you to come to a program?
Absolutely. That's one of the, I mean, I just hold that so important. I love providing up-to-date presentations. And we do a lot of parenting communication, and we think, you know, sometimes, well, I don't need that. I know how to talk to my child, and which is true. I don't say we don't know how, but how do we address awkward conversations regarding drug use and alcohol use and what's going on? And we talk about control versus influence, and there's ways to communicate that kids are listening, and sometimes we don't think they are, and sometimes they don't act like they are, but they hear us.
Somewhere, it's absorbing.
They do hear us. That's very important.
So, Damon, if somebody wanted to contact you, how should they do that?
Sure. So you can call down to Zion, of course. We're here in Atlantic, and it's...
You're in the phone book,
yeah,
right?
We're in the phone book, yeah.
Zion Recovery, okay. And so do that, and...
We also have our website, zionrecovery.org.
Okay.
There's a lot of other programs at Zion that we offer, and we are trying to expand as well to help the community where it's at. And okay. And right now, there's a lot of effort with all the community leadership coming together, so...
Okay, we'll expect to hear more from you, Damon. I know there is so much more information you could share. We want to thank you very much, Damon Clark, for visiting with us today. And Damon is an instructor prevention specialist with Zion Recovery. So until next time, I think we've sort of said this, Damon, every action in the present prepares us for the future.
Thank you.